Moriah Rabbeisai, Lessons from the Lave, Parshas Vayera. Today's topic is Hakaras HaTov. It's all about you. Or thank you, it's all about you. I don't know, something sounds good. Now, those of you that are in TV land / YU Torah land might say, wait a minute, Rabbi, you once gave a shiur about this. I know, but it's different. This one's different. I have a new chiddush I would like to share tonight. It's going to be my same pet peeve point, for sure, about the fact that you guys don't know anything about saying thank you and Hakaras HaTov. Yes, I'll discuss that. Don't worry, of course. But I think I'll give a very, very powerful lesson. And why do I bring it up in this week's parsha? I'll tell you why. In this week's parsha, we all know, you probably know what I'm about to say anyway, because you guys are such geniuses anyway, because you're ready to shnai mikra ve'echar targum. But anyway, here we go. We learned that Moshe Rabbeinu starts the makos. Well, that's not really true, but okay. What? Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, right? Amor el Aaron kach matecha. Re'yadechem Mitzrayim, and do which maka?
Dam.
Why? Sukta Rashi. Rashi's here over says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have the schus to do, why would he do the dam? Why wasn't it Moshe Rabbeinu? So he explains, and he places this on a medrash, that it's all because of Hakaras HaTov. Amar Aaron, Lishahugan Hayaor al Moshe, that he owes Shehigin, but we know that the water saved him, if you will. Kishenilach Latocha, Lefichach Lo Laka, he couldn't hit it. Al Yado, Lo Badam, Velo Bitzvardeya. And then we know also, as we see later on, in the Makkah later on, this is in Perek Zayin Pasuk, Yud Tes. But later on, the same thing we see, where Moshe Rabbeinu has exactly the same, was told by the Rebbeinu Shalom, exactly the same thing. Periches, Pasuk Yud Bev, Yom Rasham HaMoshe, Amal Aaron, Datay Madcha, again an offer. And Rashi shares the same idea. And in fact, the Medrash, this all comes from the Medrash. The Medrash in Shemos Rabbah says, why not? What's so bad? Right? And basically the Medrash kind of, if you will, repeats itself a bit in both places. And the Medrash, I'll just take the one from Zayin Yotes. And in Zayin Yotes, he says the following thing. What's so bad? Why did he have to do it? So he explains why it had to be this way. He explains that Moshe Rabbeinu, it's really Hashem. It's very interesting that Hashem's really talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he's saying, why not? Why can't he do it? So the Rebbeinu Shem said, Ami Rabbi Tanchum says, Lama lo loka armayim l'day Moshe. Why wasn't it hit? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Are you going to hit it? You have no Hakaras HaTov to the water? It saved you. Right? Says the same thing by the other Makos. Lo Yichu Ela Yidei Aaron. Aaron should be the one doing it. So the question is obvious. Who cares? Who cares? I mean, come on, guys. What, the water, did the water say thank you? By the way, the water gets hit anyway. So if the water was a real object, you know, if water was, right, it still had feelings, so the water still cried because it got hit, if you will. So who cares if it was Moshe or not? You think it said, oh, thank you, thanks Moshe for not hitting me. What is going on over here? Why do we care so much about inanimate objects? So Rabbi Dessler, in his amazing Sefer Michtel Mi'Eliyahu, I love the amazing Rav Aryeh Carmel who translated it. Unfortunately, I don't maybe understand the details of this, but not all of Michtel Mi'Eliyahu was translated. There's got to be in the works someone who's redoing this so that the entire Michtel Mi'Eliyahu, from cover to cover, will be redone. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's an edition that I don't have. You know, we live in Israel, you know, I not have everything. But maybe there's some addition, but I didn't see it. So he writes over here such a beautiful lesson. Oh, it's such a gavaldika lesson. And he says like this. So first he talks about the ultimate Hakaras HaTov, which is our parents, and why we have to be so careful to give Hakaras HaTov to our parents. We spoke about this in the past as well. And he says like this. And we know, by the way, I want to give a shout out. So I'll give the shout out still. He'll listen to it. He'll give the shout out. So I was watching this week a video on YouTube. I don't normally have to show them. But our friend Mikey Laszlo, the teacher, so he did a whole thing with his school. And in there, Mamush, they had the Vorta Rashi. They said, no, Moshe, don't do it. Give it to Aaron to do. And Aaron does this mock. So he says, why? So he says Rav Dessler that, and this is interesting, it's going to be based on, these are two drushers that he gave, Rav Dessler. You know, Rav Dessler was was from England originally. This was he gave in the Panovich Yeshiva, where he was the Mashgiach Ruchani. And the second one, he actually said in English. It could be in Stum, he said it in English. I don't know. But anyway, he says like this. Rabbi Seinu Zal tell us that when it comes to the chiyuv, with Gemara already speaks about this, but we have a chiyuv of Hakaras HaTov even to inanimate objects. For example, Zukta Halacha, Orachayim, Simon, Kuf Pei, Sivdalit, bread. You might have never known this. I don't know if you've ever seen this before. I've actually seen this. And this is very interesting. I noticed that where the block that I live on, this is really strange, but there is a huge pile of bread in a bag that's, and they don't ever throw it out. And it's on top of the garbage. And I could not figure out why. So somebody told me the Arabs, they're very mocking. I actually have seen this before. Where bread falls on the floor, they kiss it. Right? Off the Abdullahs. But it turns out that's a Jewish minhag as well. I see Sfaradim who are more machmed on this. Bread is something very kaddish. Bread sustains man. It's what we are, what we used to be a time. I don't know if you remember, not you, Shlomo, but other people, they eat bread as a staple of their lives, you know? It's a staple of their lives, right? So it's funny, we got today a delivery. I'm not going to give you a surprise, but we're trying something, a different type of lunch next week. So we got a delivery of something that we're having next week. And by mistake, instead of we because I felt bad for people like Shlomo, I decided we're going to do also whole wheat run. And they made a mistake. Instead of whole wheat, they delivered gluten-free. So Mary said to me, you and I both know that gluten-free actually looks like the item, but it's not the item, right? Gluten-free bread looks like bread, but we and I, it doesn't taste like bread, you know? Unless, if you're gluten-free, you don't know what I'm talking about, because you think it does taste like bread, and you think, oh, it's great. Okay, fine, it tastes like challah, fine, just good. It doesn't. So we're supposed to treat bread appropriately. There's a shulchan aruch, a paskin la'alaka. You can't be mevazeh. Really, I wish I, you know, you're not supposed to throw bread. There's some chassidim who have actually a minhag to do that. It's some inyan when it comes to chal. So sometimes we do this on Shabbos. We're cutting chal for so many people. And then, you know, the kid all the way at the end, you know, he's going crazy. And you take the bread and you try to, you know, get him in between the eyes. And be quiet already. You're not supposed to throw bread. And when you're throwing out bread, you have to have the same thing, he says. He explains. So he says, who cares? Ain't marvin al ochlim, right? He quotes the Gemara, Rashi over there in Erevin, Salik Dalit. Who cares? So he says, we learned this by Hakaras HaTov in this week's parasha. We went through already the Rashi's. So he says, Hadvarim elu dorshim hesper. I need to explain myself. What? Who cares? The Seichel will tell us, a human being, I get it. I totally get it. Okay? You did me a toivah. I say thank you. Right? It should be. I have to tell you something. In my, I'm very, very, very lucky for a lot of things. But one of the amazing lessons my parents taught me, a really important lesson, was thank you. Right? I didn't learn it from Barney. Please and thank you are the magic words. Right? It's a niggum that I know. I went to have to learn these things. Okay. So, right? But my parents really taught me. And it was a thing. And they would ask me when I came home and someone took us out somewhere. They took us to an amusement park and they said, did you say thank you? And if the answer was no, you got to pick up the phone and call them or go to their house. You can't say thank you. Hakaras HaTov. So says, that makes sense. But says Rav Dessler, but the seichel, the mind says, I'm not going to give Hakaras HaTov to a bread. What did the bread ever do for me? The bread doesn't talk. What's going on over here? So he says like this, Yisod Gadol, Umekiv Bekochot HaNefesh Shel Adam Mitkalel Lano Bazeh. I'm going to give you a secret of secrets, and I'm going to open it up to you to get. Kol midos hanefesh, all of the midos that you have in your nefesh, mushfat v'nuflot al yedei hergesh. It's all based on feeling. V'lo rak al yedei seichel. It's about feelings. It's not just about what the mind says. You know, sometimes your mind says, "That crazy rabbi singing again with the niggun a week. I'm not going to do it." But your seichel says that. But your nefesh says, "No. You know what? It feels good though. I don't care. I'm going to dance. Feels good." V'lo rak al yedei haseichel. It doesn't only go that. L'chein, anu makirim tova l'doimim. We give Hakaras HaTov to a river. It gives us a hergash. It makes us into better people. She'anu megiv rak, right? Not only to what makes sense to us. But if we start this, guess what? It's not about the person you said thank you to. It's not so they feel good about the drive home. Wow, that was a nice young boy. That young whippersnapper said thank you to me. It's not about them. It's about us. It makes us into better people. If you know that already, then you know what? Just like the mitzvah of tzedakah, it's not you have somebody on the street, Nebuch, they need tzedakah. You say, well, you know what? That guy doesn't look good. And I know he's not going to say thank you to you, so I'm not going to give him the money. The stuck is not about giving it to the guy. It's about for you to make you into a better person, says Rav Dessler. That's exactly what we're trying to get here. It gives you this regesh, this good feeling. And it redefines and refines your midos. Koichem haroyes anoyla, just the same thing. That sometimes the seichel doesn't understand, but we say, listen, even though your mind doesn't get it now, right? We're told, chacham, who's a real chacham? Haroyes anoyla, he sees the future. What does that mean? Literally means, you know, you see that the baby's going to be born, right? So, I'll just give the example, right? A woman has a baby in her stomach. So she says, I don't really, the result will be a baby. I know that 9 months from now. So now I'm going to drink and I'm going to smoke and I'm going to have heroin and I'm going to do all these things. Another baby comes and says, I don't understand. Chacham ain't a baray. She understands that the noyla is a, you got to be smart. You got to realize that sometimes we don't realize this, unfortunately. What's the ramifications? If I go out on Thursday night, there's going to be ramifications for that. Chacham roi zanoyla. So sometimes you have to realize that chacham roi zanoyla. You have to understand that even though Seichel says, of course, I'm not going to say thank you to a tree. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I'm not going to go say thank you to a place. There's these great trips people take with their grandchildren. They go to Poland, and they have a mamash bracha that you make. This is the place. This is the forest I was saved from the Nazis. Why are you giving our cars a tov to trees? Who cares? Nobody's listening. There's nobody there. Oh yes, because it's making you into a better person. That's exactly what he's saying over here. It's the regish. Kli zeh chashuv le'avodas Hashem lasos kol shtadlus. Do everything you can because it gets you closer. You dabek ba Hashem if you have this great midah. If not, you call the koifer tov. And if you're koifer tov, it leads, says Rav Dessler, to if you don't say thank you to your parents, you don't say thank you to the person that gave you a meal. It's going to make you into a koifer tov to their bonus. You're not going to thank him when you say modim anach lach three times a day. Modim anach lach. I could have a better life. Modim. And then he writes, I won't quote the whole thing, but lo od, I call etzem, smicha, shel, ha'olam haba, the whole idea, the garin, the whole opening, is hakaras hatov, is recognizing the greatness, the appreciation we have to have for everything that Hashem gave us. It starts with inanimate objects. Yeah. We thank the things that, and of course, when it comes to our parents, the people that do good for us. And, oh boy. And I have to point out, okay, Poland, I have to point out, if we really recognize that Hakaras HaTov is about us, is to refine our midos, to make us into better people, I want to point something out to you. It's something that we all need to work on. We all need to work on. Because sometimes we don't say thank you, that they don't care. It's for us. And thank you is defined in different ways. I promise you, when you come to my house for a meal, you should be zaycha design, not because of me, because of my wife's delicious cooking. You come to my house for a meal, I promise you, I really don't care about your, 10 shekel osim cake that you brought me. Please don't bring that. Please don't bring it. Please don't bring osim cake. Right. Or whatever. You bring the candy. That's not the point. Or you can come to my house, you'll see this. Open my closet of wines. I have like 45 wines there. Every week somebody brings me a wine. I know you're testing me, Rabbo said, bring him a wine, see if he serves it. I'm not going to do it. So, no. I have all these wines, Nebuchadnezzar, what am I going to do with it? For Yimos HaMashiach, I'll use it for, I could donate it to, apartment 23. Okay, fine. No. So what's the... It's not about that. It redefines you. It makes you guys think. I just told you random apartment. I didn't even know there was an apartment 23. So what's the point? The point is it makes you into a better person. You actually did hishtadlus. You went out to the merkaz. You went out to a bakery and you bought something. You said, you know what? I don't take for granted that a woman spent all Thursday and half of Tiferet, spent all Thursday making all the food for me, making these delicious. I don't take that for granted. You know what that will be? And then when you get married, Rabbi Isai, when you get married, you won't take that for granted either. Right? You won't take for granted that your wife did an amazing meal. One of the worst forms of hakaras hatov, in my humble opinion, I hope I don't do this, is that we don't appreciate our wives, what they do for us. Right? We don't say thank you to them. I don't understand. It makes us into better people. We appreciate everything. And then when we stop and someone asks, thank you Hashem, that my heart is beating. You know when we thank Hashem? When something goes wrong. Right? Right? I know I said this before. This joke, I'll say it again. It's fine. Right? You don't go to our yeshiva. Right? You're visiting from another place. You go to another yeshiva. You're visiting. right? You visit it. I'm not going to say the name, Shechas V'Shol. And the food there was, wow, wow. You know when you appreciate Miri's cooking? When you come to, you're in yeshiva, go away for Shabbat. Ready? Wow, I better go away for Shabbat. I remember when I was in yeshiva, the food was not good. But they forced us right after Sukkot, we went to something called Gadna, you know, the fake army for a week. And the food was mamish, horrible. Like, I can't explain. I don't even know. There's a shiloh whether you can make brachas. Today's Mishnah Berurah. You know? Like, I don't even know if there's food. I don't know what the brachas. What is this? What brachas do you make on this? And you know what happened? When you came back to yeshiva, we go, oh, the food's amazing here. You know, it was a good scam. But you go to another yeshiva and you have the food and it's so bad, mom, she gets stomach pain. You can't go to the bathroom. Or you're Nebuch, you can only go to the bathroom. You're always going to the bathroom. Montezuma's revenge, as they call it here in Eretz Yisrael. Right? And then finally, Baruch Hashem, everything's cured and now you go to the bathroom. And now what happens, Rabbi Yisai? You say an Asher Yotzer, nobody ever heard Asher Yotzer like that. That's when you thank Hashem. When everything's wonderful and amazing, oh, why? Why can't you appreciate everything? Right? Your wife, sometimes this happens to us, right? When do I appreciate my wife's Friday night chicken soup? You know, when she's away for a week. Or when we're away for 2 weeks, and you have the other lady's chicken soup, and like, wow, my wife's chicken soup is really good. This baker's is really good. You got to show Hakaras HaTov and appreciation. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, and really the Rabbeinu Shalom taught us. That when it comes to Hakaras HaTov is about us, making us into better people. Some of you guys, I've seen this, some of you guys have this, and you know, you're going and you're doing amazing things, you're sitting at people's table, can I clean up, can I do this, you know, there was a few weeks ago, there was a guy who came to my house, my wife said to me, I have to point something out, this guy, it's just amazing, he's an amazing guy. I said, his name is, it's Eli Schwab, his name, he was a great guy, you got up, you clean. I'm sorry, I don't mean it's why you told her 30,000 people listen to this year, but it is available for sure, no, okay. But I'm saying, why? Because some people, why? It develops your midos. You become a better person inside. To our parents, we take our parents for granted. Do you know how much money your parents spent for you to come here? Do you have any idea of the hasada? Do you have anything? Do you know what they're doing in order to... Do you know that there are some kids that are sitting home right now? There's vacation week? Do you know there are parents leaving home and we couldn't go to Florida? Because our son's in Israel. What are we going to do? Okay, Baruch Hashem, we're happy. They're risking for you. Hakaras HaTov, thank you. How many times are you saying, my parents don't want to thank because they told me, send them thank you, it's for you, it develops you. We should be zoicha, Rabbi Yisai, I apologize for going over, it's okay. But I apologize for going over, but we should get this element of Hakaras HaTov. With this Hakaras HaTov, as the last part here says, Rav Dessler says, it's the garin of Hakaras HaTov is what rebuilds the Olam Haba. Olam Haba is the main Olam Haba, is the base of Mikdash. And that's what we want. So let's work on this midah of Hakaras HaTov, and Mirtz Hashem with that, we'll be zeichet to only good things very soon in our days. Amen.